Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View, Thursday edition, our last show of the week. Tomorrow morning inside Middle Tennessee with Jim Ross, and then we'll be back with you on Monday. As always, folks, you can find the podcast of this broadcast, this show, or other shows by going to the WKOM website or going to Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast and look for the Three Dudes podcast. You can also go to our website and you'll find the archives of the videos of our show, and those are out there on Facebook and Twitch and Twitter, I think. So watch us, listen to us anytime at your convenience, and we just appreciate you being a part of the show, listening, watching. Appreciate your feedback, and we'll keep soldiering on. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
All right, regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning.
And native son, favorite son of Columbia, 1977 graduate of Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Ron, I've got another guest this morning talking about things going on at Central High School, your alma mater. Her name is Christy.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is fun things and good things. Christy Smith is with us. She is the marketing teacher out at Columbia Central High School. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad you are here. And what she's here about is the Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble, which will take place May 3rd. Right here, Ron, you ought to come up and play in that thing.
Absolutely.
May 3rd, right here in Murray County. Where will it take place, Chrissy?
At Towie Golf Club.
Is that up near Spring Hill?
Yeah. It is.
I'm not a golfer.
It's got Birdsong Social there, which is
yes,
so great.
Yes, it does.
I'm sponsoring Mr. York to play in it.
Okay. And why don't we have a WKOM 10? Why don't we have a team?
What was that?
I think you should.
Do y'all two play together?
I think that'd be awesome.
I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we have a couple of
I can see one of you chasing the other with a iron.
I don't
maybe.
Want him throwing my balls in a sand trap.
I guess you always hit it left, Mr. York, don't you?
No, I hit it straight down the middle, baby.
Well, y'all are both good golfers. That's an idea. All right, now let me tell you,
Darth. I'm gonna have him over the honors when he's ready. I'm gonna have him over the honors course in Chattanooga one day when he's ready to go. He's top of his game.
Right.
Tiger Woods won the NCAA there. See what Mr. York does with the course.
My handicap about a 10.
No, you play 10. It's tough. It's harder than the third grade.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm probably about a 15 now. I don't play as much.
Oh, now you're sandbagging. You're trying to get a little better.
I'm trying to butter you in so I can take your money.
Exactly. So how much does it cost playing the tournament? What is it per foursome?
Well, it's $500 for a foursome. We have different sponsorship levels going all the way up to our premier sponsor, which is the Craigs. Dr. Craig and his wife are our premier sponsors. But the different sponsorship levels will get you into our VIP tent, which I must say is a very special thing to get into the VIP tent. We've got a lot of great swag and fun things for our golfers, but for a team, it's $500. And then all the money goes back to the Dorothy Campbell Endowment Fund, which I think I'll talk about in just a few minutes.
Yeah, and Ron,
I'll sponsor a team, Mr. York's team. I'll sponsor a team. Let me know what to do. How he does. I don't know if I can get over there or not. If I can, I will.
Wonderful.
All right, that's a deal. All right, we'll give you Ron's contact information.
May 3rd.
Okay.
We'll give you Ron's contact information before we get through today, Christy. Ron, do you remember Dorothy Campbell? She has been the administrative assistant to the principal at Central High for 57 years.
Damn. I probably got called in there a lot.
She might remember you. She remembers everyone.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean,
all the bandits at Central, she probably really remember you, Ron.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking.
She's still there.
I'm trying to look at my thing here.
How old is Miss Campbell now? Ooh. Will she tell us?
I want to say she's
in her late 70s.
I'm sorry?
Well, she's been there 57 years.
I think
maybe she started at 18.
She's right around 80. I want to say 86.
Don't insult that lady by disclosing her age.
But she is going to be listening, and she's going to get me if I'm wrong.
Let me tell you something. Women get more powerful every year they age. And so she needs to embrace that. Yeah.
Oh, she does. She embraces every bit of it, and she'll remind you every day.
Yes. So
there we go. So this is the second playing of the Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble. And tickets go to the Dorothy Campbell Endowment Fund. She started out at Central, 1971, 57 years ago?
My mother graduated from Central in 1971, and Miss Campbell was there then. I think that maybe was her first or second year. She was still there then.
And so. She's still there and still going strong.
She is.
She is.
And so, tell us what the Dorothy Campbell Endowment Fund does, Chrissy.
Well, the Endowment Fund, we started it last year, and we're really excited because it is a fund that just allows us to invest back into the school every year. The goal is to build the endowment up to $1 million. That's our ultimate goal. Now, we are not anywhere close to that yet, but it's because we want the legacy that she has invested her life here, but long after she's gone and we're gone, we want this fund to continue to invest in the school and create a great atmosphere at Central. So athletics, academics, fine arts, all of those different areas of the school can each year present their proposals to the board of the Endowment Fund for funding. So it's great. It really is exciting.
So the money goes right back to Central too.
Absolutely. 100%.
Educational projects at Central High School.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. That's fabulous. Who came up with the idea?
You know what? Dr. Steele and myself were kind of brainstorming it around. We also last year had involved our competition cheer program, you know, thinking with them. They're no longer part of this funding this year. Now everything 100% is going all to the endowment fund. But, you know, we just wanted to come up with something, and Dr. Steele was really wanting to create something that would outlive anybody in the building. And that would continue to make an impact in this community. So it's really where
you need to put Miss Campbell on a float with the big sign on the side for Mule Day. That'd be 1 month out, so everybody can see her as she goes down.
Well, we are hoping that will be the case. She's a little under the weather right now, so I don't know if she'll be able to make that for Mule Day. But we're excited. We'll have her there, obviously at the event. Last year, she had some unfortunate circumstances that kept her from being able to be with us on that day. So I know everyone's anxious to see her and kind of spend some time with her at the golf scramble or come up to the front office. That's where she's usually at. She'll be out for a few weeks, but she'll be back with us.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. All right. Now, if people are interested in getting the team together, playing in the tournament, just want to support it, where do they go? Who do they call?
So you can go to our website at ColumbiaCentral.com. We also have packets in the front office where you can come and grab something, because I really want to not only ask people to join the golf scramble and put a team together, but also our sponsorship levels. We're still kind of building that sponsorship teams for the event. So we have the linebacker level. They can get in at $1,000. It'll give them two entries for golfers. It'll give that VIP access, which you're going to want. And since we're on video as well, if you can see, we have great swag that we offer. So this was our hat from last year. We've got new stuff this year. Polo shirts donated by BSN. So we have a lot of opportunity there to be on all of our marketing materials. We have banners all over the place. Get a hole to sponsor a hole. So we have the linebackers level at 1,000, the legend level at 750, champion level at 500, and the legacy level at 250. And then if maybe you want to donate or want to sponsor but don't want to come in at that $250 level, we have the Friends of Dorothy Campbell, which is anything under 250. And we give prominent billing for all of our sponsors. So you can go come by the school. Check our website, also our Facebook and Instagram. We do have links to all of our paperwork there as well.
So this is the second year.
Yes.
So the first year in, can you tell us, were there grants or things approved this first year?
In the first year, we will actually be taking in proposals at the end of the school year.
So this is the first year you'll be
getting... the first year we'll actually be turning that money back to the school. So we kind of let it sit in the fund for this year and grow some interest.
Right.
And then last year, we did give, like I said, a portion supported our competition cheerleading squad that went to nationals in Orlando, Florida, where they came in, I believe, sixth in the nation.
Wow.
And let's see, that was the major thing that we kind of took care of last year. And then this year, departments will be able to put in their proposals towards the end of the school year in preparation for the next year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing who all gets to use the funds.
It is a wonderful thing to get to see. We also have a lot of awesome things going on at Central, and I kind of wanted to make sure that I talk about that while I'm here. And I'm so glad, Ron, that you are here part of this as well, because it's exciting to see your alma mater growing like it is. Our athletics are doing amazing. I was just...
The baseball team is...
Man, they're on fire. 5-0.
Oh, wow.
First time since well before COVID. So this is an exciting time. Our boys are just loving it. Coach Devin Simler is a new addition that Dr. Steele hired this year for to take the place of Coach Pickle upon his retirement. And it's so fun to watch these guys.
We're all alumni from Central here except Delk, right? Delk, you went to CMA. Correct.
I went to CMA and Clayton went to CA. Yeah,
that's correct.
Oh, you went to say, oh.
Well, and I'm a Georgia Peach.
Well,
so,
and I'm a Central graduate from 82. So me and Ron, we're Central. We're representing well, Ron, I think. So
yes.
I can barely get into public school. I can imagine getting in a private school.
So.
And you got softball, too, who's having a good start to their season.
Yes, yes, they are.
Women's softball, girls softball, whatever.
Yeah. Rugby, our rugby team's doing great. Our fine arts are doing amazing.
Yep.
Yes, we have rugby, and our girls went to nationals last year. And we actually had one of our rugby players, Kiana Edwards, who went and played in New Zealand in an international competition, represented. She was a part of the United States team.
Isn't that awesome?
So that was super exciting.
Football without pads.
Pretty yes, much. I don't understand that. That it makes me nervous.
Lower concussion rate, though.
I know, right?
Isn't that remarkable?
Which is unreal.
It's because everybody goes, ooh, I don't want to get hurt, you know?
I don't know. These girls, they're tough.
Yeah, but,
I don't want to get in there.
I think you feel like you can do a head-to-head hit when you've got a helmet on. When you don't have a helmet on, then you're
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, I think it's the best kept secret in the state. There are so many diamonds that come out of Central.
Yes.
That we don't ever talk about. All we hear is a lot of times the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But truly, there's an embarrassment of riches of people. I mean, we have National Merit Scholars and people going to West Point and the Naval Academy. I mean, it's just amazing.
It is. Our ROTC gets national honors every year. Our science fair participants, they're competing on the international level. It's an exciting time at Central. It really is. Our football program has seen, you know, just a great turnaround this past year. Yeah. New coaching staff there, and Coach Goff's done an amazing job. Our academic boosters has kind of been reignited, and so we're really focusing on ACT scores. So we just held an ACT boot camp for 2 weekends in a row because our juniors will be taking the ACT on Tuesday, March 19th, and baseball sent all their juniors. They were required to attend. We had athletes and band, fine arts, anyone who can't come to the during the week tutoring, they were coming on a Saturday morning from 9 to 12.
How awesome that was. I wish I had had a tutor for that, because I think I went the day after prom. I don't know. I wasn't in good shape. Anyway, it was,
the scheduling like on that is needs some work.
But that's great that you're offering that for everybody to go in and do.
And basketball had a great year.
They did.
The women's team had a good season. The boys' team really turned it around from last year with new coach Brandon LeBeer.
Yes.
Who was an intern here at the radio station before he got into the education field.
So. Well, and he and his staff were recognized as the coaching staff of the year for our district. So, and that's voted on, from what I understand, by people outside of the program. So that's pretty exciting for Central.
That's cool stuff.
It's awesome for them.
All right, folks. May 3rd, the Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble, benefiting Columbia Central High School, all sorts of, basically to supplement out there to any kind of academic programs, athletic programs, to make things happen when a little extra money is needed.
Absolutely.
The check be made to Columbia Central High School or is it Dorothy Campbell?
Dorothy Campbell Endowment Fund.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You know, Ron, you could be one of those premier levels.
Oh, we'll take you. That's good.
We'll put your name on it.
I'll share it with you.
I want to see Mr. York shoot something under pressure.
There we go. All right. For more information, go to...
Columbia Central High School Facebook page, as well as our website, columbiacentral.com.
All right. And honoring Dorothy Campbell, 57 years administrative assistant at Columbia Central High School. Still there, still going. Second annual... Good cause, great school. Boy, we've heard a lot of great things. We've heard great things happening out of Central this morning. So yeah, that's fun to hear. All right, thank you, Christy.
Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional grade.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost in construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the Garbage Man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Tui from the Dr. Gill Center. Has your back been bothering you for years? Can't play golf, pick up the grandkids, garden or exercise? Tried everything and nothing works? Call the Dr. Gill Center. We have successfully helped tens of thousands of patients in Middle Tennessee, and you could be next. Call 615-880-9774 and ask about our $49 special. That's 615-880-9774. Because back pain doesn't need to be a way of life. Call me, painfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
The Mules are back in town. For nearly 50 years, Mule Day funds have supported local schools, civic organizations, and improvements at the Maury County Park. Now Mule Day is working to positively impact the lives of young people in Maury County with the Mule Day Works Scholarship. Encourage young people to apply online at muleday.com/works or check it out to see how you can help support career and technical education in Maury County. Support Mule Day Works by attending Mule Day April 4th through the 7th. Visit muleday.com/works. That's muleday.com/works.
Back, 3 days with a view. My name's Del Kennett. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Are you out there? Yes, sir.
Good morning, Del and Ron. Thanks for your sponsorship of your alma mater. But I'm going to let you know, in no way does that relieve this donkey barbecue I give you every now and then.
Donkey barbecue. Okay. Well, I hope to get a team together. You got that many friends?
Oh, yeah. I got plenty of friends.
Oh, just checking.
Yeah.
You're not going to sponsor the Democratic team, are you, Ron?
That's a great gesture. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to keep
checks on the way.
Yeah, we'll keep up to date on that and see. That'll be fun to follow. All right. Regular special guest too, Debbie Matthews. How you doing?
Good morning. So glad to be here. What a great day.
And, of course, Ron Hart, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
All right, folks, Clayton was talking about, we need to talk about the Santa Fe Wildcats.
Ooh,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Boys basketball team. Yes. Tell us about it, Clayton. Tell us what happened last night.
Well, they made it to the state tournament, which is the top or the last eight teams standing. And they took on a North Green team out of East Tennessee yesterday in Murfreesboro at the Murphy Center. We covered the game right here on 101.7. I wasn't able to attend. We had some baseball stuff going on and some other things, but I was able to listen to Lewis Maddox and Drake Colley, who were on the call. Santa Fe was down 11 points going into the fourth quarter. Got down by as many as 14 in the third quarter. They came back and won 53-50 and advanced to the Final Four of the state. They'll play Friday at 12:45, I believe, is approximately 12:45 will be the tip. We will be on the call for that game.
This station. WKOM, FM 101.7.
But if people want to go in person and support, it's back at the Murphy Center?
It is back at the Murphy Center.
At 12:45?
At 12:45.
Okay. And that's in Murfreesboro.
That makes me sort of want to go.
And they're playing Chattanooga Prep. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
But
Chattanooga Prep's good. I watched them play recently. They're actually it's kind of like a charter school that gets kids from all parts of town, and they're good.
Yeah, they're a really good team. Baylor. Now, Auden Slaughter, who's just a junior, has over 2,200 points for his career, probably more closer to 2,500 now. But he had 30 points yesterday, and, you know, he just continues to impress. I mean, he'll end up with 3,000 points for his career. He's just a junior. But all the guys played well. Just congratulations to them and that community. I mean, I think everybody's pulling for them in Murray County. That they've done a tremendous job and deserve all the recognition that they're getting right now, because they've really done a great job. And another team from this area, or within our area per se, Frank Hughes out of Clifton, they won their first game yesterday, so they are also in the Final Four of the state in Class Single A, and so pretty neat to see these smaller communities representing well in Murfreesboro.
So Santa Fe is now in the Final Four.
Final Four. If they win Friday, they will be in the state championship game on Saturday.
All right, give us the scouting report one more time on Chattanooga Prep, Brian.
They're good. Yeah, go ahead.
I played Baylor. I think it's kind of a charter type of private school with some help, and you know, I think the school is, you know, maybe a third African American or something like that, and the kids are good. They got, you know, like Baylor has a couple kids too that are really good, but they played them tight. I don't know. Baylor's probably a little bit bigger classification Santa Fe, right?
Yeah, they're in Division II. They're a private, so they're part of that public private split. They've already had their state championship. The private schools have, so yeah. I mean,
that must be technically a public school.
Correct.
In this, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was like a charter school. Those charter schools, Mr. New York hates. That brings those kids in there, and so it's good. I mean, they look good. I mean, beyond that, I don't know. I mean, I do know one thing. You like this. I don't know if Central has or not, but in the Baylor basketball gym, there's a big, looks like a police camera up on the middle court, up in the stands. It's AI, and they put every number of every player in. And at the end of the game, it tells you how many points you had, how many the person that you were guarding had against you, how many rebounds, assists, et cetera.
Correct.
And you can upload your game film from it.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Have you seen those?
I have. Central has one in their gym. It's a huddle camera. Some people use the NFHS camera. I think there may be another type of system out there. But, yes, it's truly incredible what that camera can do as far as keeping up with stats and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. No one has to do it anymore, and there's no gray area in the stats, and kids can see themselves, and coaches can coach better. You know, it's just phenomenal. I haven't gone to a ball game like that. I'm getting the age now. I got friends with kids there, and so I've been watching Brandon Board's son play and a couple other kids play. I saw Penny Hardaway play Mr. York in high school.
Oh, really?
Treadwell, Moscow. He's got, you know, and when they recruited him and saw it when I was living in Memphis, took my little brother in the Big Brothers program out there and saw him play. And it's just fun to watch someone come up through the ranks. This kid from Santa Fe, hopefully he signs. You think he'll sign Division I pretty major scholarship? How tall is he?
He's probably 6'3". You know, I'm not sure. I know
Auburn was looking at him?
UAB. Came to a game a few weeks ago, and I know there's other schools that have shown interest. Like I said, he's just a junior. I think he'll have options. So
yeah, we just pray for good health for all of them, that they can shine.
Yeah.
This Friday at 12:45 at the Murphy Center.
And I tell you what's neat. There was a picture of after the game last night of him and Shaq Mason.
Wow.
He plays for Shaq Mason's AAU basketball program, the Marathon. And Shaq was in attendance at the game last night. I thought that was neat.
I think that's awesome. I think we all should go 12:45 on Friday. Santa Fe needs support.
There we go.
Yeah.
How big a school is Santa Fe? How many kids graduate each year?
Not many.
They're probably, I mean, I know Culioca K through 12 is like 950. I'd say Santa Fe's probably 8 to 850. Yeah. That's K through 12, though. So,
yeah. So about 75 a class, 60 a class.
Probably 50 to 60, yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It's a little engine that could.
I'm telling you, people move to this city for those unit schools. Do not let them go. Hampshire, Culioca, or
scenario under which Columbia Central High School could take this kid into their fold, and play on a little bigger stage.
Well, that's I think that's already been discussed over the past couple of years, but never really happened. So the
Santa Fe community spirit runs strong.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah,
I think the rule is if they have a basketball program at Santa Fe, he has to stay at Santa Fe. If they didn't have a basketball program, he could play at Central or another school.
Yeah, I mean he could have gone out of zone or whatever. You know, his father's actually the basketball coach at Santa Fe, so. You know,
he ain't going anywhere.
No, he's
not unless Dad does.
If your name's Slaughter at Santa Fe School, you're in a long line of Slaughters.
Correct,
gone to Santa Fe School, so there's deep roots and pride there.
That's so good.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, it's all a good thing. All right, folks, I'm going to slip off onto something else here that at least it's got my attention, and I think it should. Again, I brought up the theme yesterday of how the Chinese communist and Putin are being used by the left as boogeymen to advance their agenda. And we're seeing that in Ukraine. We're seeing that in all sorts of ways. And they're also used by the military industrial complex to get another huge bill passed for weapons and all that kind of stuff that, you know, every time defense authorization comes up, then all of a sudden magically appears some article about China's got some advanced new weapon that's horrifying, blah, blah, blah. Rand Paul. And I think Rand Paul is somebody that I know Ron, all of us would find credible.
You like him.
Yeah, love him.
Yeah, all of us find Rand Paul credible to some degree. I think even liberals. The passage of the House TikTok ban, writes Rand, the passage of the House TikTok ban is not just a misguided overreach. It's a draconian measure that stifles free expression, tramples constitutional rights, and disrupts the economic pursuits of millions of Americans. With an iron fist, Congress dictated an unrealistic and narrow path for divestment, effectively banning TikTok and ignoring its substantial investments in data security. This act is not securing our nation. It's a disturbing gift of unprecedented authority to President Biden and the surveillance state that threatens the very core of American digital innovation and free expression. And I think what Rand's onto there is this gives the tools to the president to shut down Twitter, X, if he wants to. And that's what this is really all about. Now, let's see what else Rand also. Here, Rand further writes, reactionaries who want to ban TikTok claim the data can't be secured because the algorithm is in China. Not true. The truth is the algorithm runs in the U.S. in Oracle Cloud with their review of the code, not in China. Maybe we should examine the facts for committing violations of the First and Fifth Amendments. They want to ban.
Yeah, I think the broader. I'm totally for keeping TikTok and et cetera, but it is a kind of a low end decay of the world. But it is what it is, and it is free speech. What I worry about is Google and Facebook's algorithms to suppress right of center viewpoints.
Exactly. All right. Let me finish up with what Rand said, then we'll throw it all out for a discussion. And finally, he says they want to ban TikTok because it's owned by China. Not true. 60% of the company is owned by U.S. and international investors. 20% is owned by the company founders. 20% is owned by company employees, including over 7,000 Americans. The CEO of TikTok is from Singapore, not China. So ask yourself why they keep repeating this lie to scare you. And that's what, you know, the answer is because it does give the president the power to shut down
Twitter. X. That's where Twitter. He said
that,
it.
That's where this. And the Wall Street Journal had an article yesterday about how this bill was just lying dormant in Congress and nobody thought it was going anywhere. And the proponents of it, mostly Democrats, pulled it out last week and got it through on a lightning round because they knew, the journal was quoting people on the inside, they knew that if things saw the light of day for long, it would never pass. So they pushed it through in the midnight hour, and now it's through the House, and we need to stop it.
Let me tell you why they're doing it. They're owned by Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. They're owned by Sergey Brin and Google. They're owned by, you know, these people. So they're basically trying to suppress a competitor. It's not anything beyond that.
Now, Jeff Sasse, who's a buddy of Trump, has a $33 billion investment in ByteDance. And that's why Trump's supporting it now.
Well,
it's still free.
He was against TikTok, and Facebook kicked him off of Facebook, so he's mad at Facebook, so now he really supports TikTok.
Government should not be telling us what we can listen to and watch on the internet. Let's take a break, and we'll come back.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Feeling like lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit HillerGoldenTicket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at HillerGoldenTicket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Hey, this is Jonathan Castile, a.k.a. John Boy, with John Boy's Handyman Service. One call and we'll handle it all. Truly means we'll handle it all. From pressure washing your house to doing remodeling, we're licensed, insured, and bonded. So rest assured, John Boy will handle it all. You can contact me at 931-242-7620 or my email, CastileJonathan10@gmail.com.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You can also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
This is Del Kennedy, owner of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, operator of WKRM, historically 1340 AM, now FM 103.7, and WKOM FM 101.7. We call ourselves Front Porch Radio, and I've said many times what that means. It means that we are working to connect this southern Middle Tennessee community one listener, one relationship at a time. Let me elaborate on what that means. We will relentlessly promote jobs, commerce, business, industry, education, arts, green space, music, rivers, the great outdoors, healthcare, churches, charities, sports, agriculture, and all the great people of Southern Middle Tennessee. Join us, help us, call us, Front Porch Radio, Delk Kennedy. Thank you for listening.
Larry.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. My name is Delk Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk.
Regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning.
And regular special guest dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I got the structure of TikTok. You want to? I kind of looked at it here.
Okay.
You want to talk? Okay. The $200 billion market cap. What they did, it looks like they anticipated problems in America. So they got an American subsidiary that you know is part of ByteDance, which is Chinese owned. I mean, I get it. So is every product at Dollar General and Walmart is produced by Chinese companies. I don't think we need to be clutching our pearls over that.
Right.
I don't know what data they get from us that Facebook and Google can't get. I don't get that. I don't think it's, Mr. York thinks everybody's, because he's friends of Yas, and Yas owns $33 billion, which, by the way, Mr. York, you're right about that. I give you credit. We're once right on a data point. That it would, I think it's more of a free speech issue with it is with Rand Paul and Trump. I don't think it's like a relationship issue that he knows Yas. I mean, it probably doesn't hurt, but I think it's more of a free speech issue. And I'm curious why the Democrats were so against it. I guess it's got to be Facebook, Google, and, has them in their pocket. The oligarchs, the tech oligarchs that fund most of the Democrat Party right now, they must say, hey, get rid of TikTok, shoot them in the face and get them out of here and under this pretense. And I think they're doing the bidding of the oligarchs, the tech oligarchs.
Well,
Yas is a big contributor to Trump, though. Ron. Well, he's often donated and to his campaign.
Well, Zuckerberg's a big donator to Biden. What does that matter?
And we mentioned this yesterday. The Biden administration banned TikTok for all federal employees and then signs up for TikTok himself for his reelection campaign.
That's right.
So
that's right.
The hypocrisy is ridiculous.
Another thing is Kelly Conway just started lobbying for TikTok, too. That's interesting.
Yeah, what a great business model, though. You got all these people creating content for you. You don't have to have a production studio. You don't have to hire talent. You don't have to pay J-Lo, $15 million a movie. J-Law, $15 million a movie. You got people out there creating the most creative talent in America and worldwide are doing things that are interesting. They just give it to you for free, basically.
That is a great one.
All right, Congress ought to be working on is disinformation. Russia's has already started with a lot of disinformation and directed at certain groups that's in America.
The Democratic Party has started with disinformation.
That's something they need to work on instead of dealing with TikTok.
We need to make sure the algorithms at Google, Facebook, and other left-wing organizations did not continue to suppress right-wing ideas. Hunter Biden's laptop. If there's election interference, it was the major tech oligarch suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop around the time of the election 4 years ago. That was off the charts bad.
But I'm saying if it's obviously disinformation, Ron, they should build algorithms to deal with that.
Well, it's freedom of speech, right?
But you don't have a freedom to lie, all the time.
The government said disinformation if you didn't think COVID was their way. I mean, if you took a different stance on COVID, like Joe Rogan did, like RFK Jr. did, like I did, I said this is draconian. It shouldn't be shut down all these businesses.
Mr. York just said, though, y'all. He said you don't have the freedom to lie. Well, that's what free speech is all about, Mr. York, the freedom to lie. We can all agree on free speech when we think it's your version of the truth. It's freedom to lie. That's where Democrats are today. You are not for free speech.
That's right.
To engage in a campaign and put it on platforms and it's not the truth, that's wrong.
Let's go back to Joe Biden on that. Rachel Maddow on MSNBC said for almost an entire year, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. That's misinformation.
That's right.
Big time misinformation.
Information was based on research.
Pfizer, Jim.
If free speech only counts when we all agree that it's the truth, or at least Democrats and liberal media agree it's the truth, then that's easy. But when somebody lies, that's hard. That's where free speech counts.
Or difference of an opinion.
Was it free speech to suggest to shoot yourself up with Clorox?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Mr. York, Trump never did that. That is a lie. And that's the liberal trope.
You listen at the newscast, and you're going to call that a lie. You don't believe nothing anyway, Delk. It's no sense.
President Trump told us to shoot ourselves with Clorox to cure COVID, right?
Or shine a light in your veins, and that'll cure Clorox. Didn't he say that, too?
Up until about 3 months ago, Mr. York, the government, our government, told us this thing came out of a bat lab in China.
But that's
a Wuhan lab, but a bat breeding lab. And Fauci said that up until about a year ago.
Yeah,
so
and Mr. York,
we're supposed to believe them?
And, Ms. York, this is what free speech is all about. If you want to be a Looney Tune and said that Trump said inject yourself with bleach to cure COVID, that's Looney Tune stuff. But I will defend your right to say it. You have free speech.
That's right.
And if you want to say it, say it.
That's right.
And if you want to believe it, believe it.
Exactly.
And also, you guys said that Trump called his wife Mercedes. Y'all ran that around the world that he's losing, and he called his wife Mercedes at a CPAC convention. Well, it turns out it was Mercedes Schlapp, organized the convention that he did a shout out to. You guys grabbed that. Rachel Maddow, your whole group of buffoons ran with that. It was a total lie.
Where is Trump's wife? I hadn't seen her in a year. She was at Mar-a-Lago
the last three events. She's all over the place. You're just not watching media that shows any of that, Jim.
And remember, you bashed Trump for saying the same thing about where's Nikki Haley's husband.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I can say it. He's supposed to be a national figure. He's out there campaigning and trying to bash a military man that's serving when he never served.
If I were running for president as a woman and my husband was not with me, there would be something weird going on.
Okay, listen to this, folks.
You can't just get out the military, Debbie.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking
about.
Time
the military just could not together. If he was an auto mechanic, you can't say, you know, all the auto mechanics, you can't tie it that way. It's never, yeah, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. Trying to be fakely patriotic about this.
All right, here's another fellow. Now, Rand Paul, we all know, and has a cachet of credibility, I think, with most of us.
Probably, yes, love it.
Probably on both sides of the aisle. Here's some fellow who calls himself clandestine. I have no idea who he is, although I think what he's saying is probably true. Consider the timeline. The Biden regime just deployed every asset to stop Trump from being on the ballot, and they failed. Trump is projected to win. Now swamp rats want to pass a bill that would give Biden the power to control the flow of information on social media. That's the TikTok bill. The deep state are in desperation mode. They are looking for any angle to alter the calculus before November. The only way they can get away with stealing the election is if they cut out our tongues like they did the last time. They have to regain their monopoly of the narrative and public perception. They are coming for X. Make no mistake. You really think they care about China getting our data? They let China fly surveillance balloons over us without consequence. They sell our state secrets to foreign adversaries. Hillary had state secrets on a server in her bathroom. Joe Biden had state secrets in his garage. This is not about TikTok or China. This is about election interference and the power struggle to control the flow of information. Don't take the bait. MAGA GOP should not be passing anything until Trump is back in office. All we have to do is maintain the status quo, hold our position, and Trump wins. Hold the line.
That's right.
That's stupid. He didn't mention that. That is really stupid. That someone would suggest the government not do its business to take care of the people of these United States. That
the people don't need taken care of.
Do their business. You know, also what he didn't mention, Del,
is what you talk about doing business.
These secure documents were in the Biden Penn Center funded by the Chinese.
That's right. So what are they worried about?
Listening to that guy, Del, they shouldn't have passed the resolution to deal with the debt. They shouldn't have done anything.
Miss York, listen to this.
They've dealt with the debt pretty well, haven't they?
Listen to this coming from the left. You don't know.
It's about
Miss York. I'm going to have your
elected officials.
I'm going to have your head spinning.
Taking care of the business of this country.
I'm going to have your head spinning where you look like a Tasmanian devil. Listen to this. This is Representative Ocasio-Cortez on the TikTok bill. I'm voting no on the TikTok for sale bill. This bill was incredibly rushed from committee to vote in 4 days with little explanation. There are serious antitrust and privacy questions here, and any national security concerns should be laid out to the public prior to a vote. And that's what the Wall Street Journal article was about yesterday. They were, you know, the forces who want this thing pulled it out in the middle of the night when nobody thought it was going anywhere. And they admitted that if anybody had a chance to really look at it, it would not pass.
Is AOC wrong? Is ALC
they
wrong?
They gotta stop that,
opinion?
By the way. They do that.
No, I think ALC's right.
She is right in this case.
They gotta stop doing
Thank
that.
Thank goodness.
They gotta stop doing that. Nancy Pelosi famously said about Obamacare, you can see what's in the bill once we pass the bill. Uh-huh. That's not the way things are supposed to be.
Okay.
And they gotta stop doing that. There needs to be
Nancy Pelosi ran an excellent shop. With a minority.
All right, I'm not getting off on that tangent. What the tangent we're going to get off on, though, is this thing is passed the U.S. House. It's got to pass the U.S. Senate for it to go anywhere. Biden has already signaled that he'll sign it, and I think we've explored the reasons why. We need to know, and I will try to find out before Monday, where our U.S. senators are on this thing, where Marsha Blackburn is and where Bill Hagerty is.
They're going to vote for it because Trump told them to.
Well,
I don't think so. Senator John Kennedy this morning said he's not for sure.
All of them are told up there. Honest Don.
No, they're not.
Mike Smith gets his.
I will reach out to their staffs and find out Monday and let you know, folks. Have a great weekend. Tomorrow morning, Inside Middle
Tennessee. Thanks again, Ron. I'm going to hit them straight for you, buddy.
Get your team. Send me pictures.
All right. Great show, folks. See you Monday.
Have a good day and a weekend. You can